Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session.
Tim, I want to talk about novelty cups.
Well, quickly before we do that, what is the courtroom of Tim and Jess?
Of course. Every week we like to set aside some time to, you know, unpack an argument, whether it's you and I having this argument, whether it's an argument we've seen.
Yeah.
And we narrow it down. We get one person to call up on 52232955. They are our judge. They have the final say.
You're inspired IRL.
Yes, because last night I went and saw the brand new F1 movie with Brad Pitt. Wonderful movie.
You went with Brad Pitt or he, like,
I wish.
He's also in it?
He's also in it.
Okay, all right.
I went with my husband and a couple friend of ours, and they were just as much excited to see this movie as we were.
Yep.
All big fans of F1. This couple friend of ours is much more into it, noticed a whole bunch of, you know, continuity errors that no one else would notice.
Like almost like a Get Alive.
Yeah.
No one's looking that closely. Calm down.
But our friend was very excited to get his hands on the novelty cup that was at the cinemas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like usually when there's a movie released, you know, depending on the cinema you go to, they have all different novelty items.
Marvel did a heap.
Our mate particularly chose this cinema. It's not my usual cinema of choice.
Okay.
But he chose this cinema because it had a novelty cup and the cup came with a helmet as the lid. So it was like the racing helmet. The straw goes through the roof of the helmet.
So funny.
Right? It was really cute.
Yeah.
And as we were lining up, we were like, so.
And it's like, oh, this is like good plastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he's seen, apparently they're going, like they're reselling on Facebook Marketplace at the moment for like $80. Just the cup.
Okay.
So the combo that you came in, you had to get the cup. You couldn't just buy the cup.
Yeah.
So it came with this giant bucket of popcorn. It was monstrous. Like, it would have been enough to feed the four of us.
Sure.
But we'd already got our combo. And so he was just stuck with this giant bucket to himself.
You didn't feel like getting the cup with the helmet on it?
I was like, oh, helmet cup. Excellent. $40.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, Jess. It's a lot of money.
I mean, look, very cute cup, but where am I putting it? Do you know what I mean? Where am I putting this novelty cup?
Like if I came over for dinner, like my family came over, would you be like...
You get a helmet and you get a helmet.
But like, would you drink out of it and just not
mention it?
Just be like, oh yeah, like everyone wants drinks and you came out and you just got a cup with a giant helmet on it.
Well, I mean, our friend of ours, he when he got the cup last night, he proudly took the helmet off and displayed it on his, like, memorabilia shelf.
Mm.
So,
hey, whatever you're into. I'm not.
I didn't say I had cool friends,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, no, no issue.
But, I mean, look, there's heaps of, you know, they had one for How to Train Your Dragon as well, where the lid was...
A helmet on a dragon.
They
just put helmets on different things. It's a classic technique.
It was Toothless the Dragon.
Oh, right.
And I was like, sick, that's really cool.
Straw in the dragon's
and
head.
And I must admit, when I went to see Wicked last year, I caved. I got a Glinda cup.
Right.
I think I need the novelty cup.
$40 is too much, mate.
$40 is a lot for a cup.
$40?
For a novelty cup, like a plastic novelty cup.
Even if you were like, oh, Tim, I found a set of 6 tumblers. And I go, oh, excellent. How much are they? And you said $40. I'd say, put it down. $40 for 6 glasses? Are you kidding me? Let alone
that's a good deal.
$40 for one single plastic novelty cup.
Well, he was selling it to his partner and he was like, but look at how much popcorn we get. She was like, we should for $40.
Yeah, we should own a share in this movie chain for $40. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's what I want to put to the judge today. 52232955. Is $40 too much for a novelty cup?
I love that that's just the question.
Yep, straight into it.
Is $40 too much for a cup? Does novelty change? Like if it was a non-novelty cup?
It definitely increases it. Like if it was just the branding of the cinema's cup.
Okay, no.
That's too much. $40, like, you know, Brad Pitt cup.
Was it Brad Pitt's head?
It wasn't his head. It was his helmet from the movie.
It just got so much cooler. Sorry, I apologize. I feel like I was making fun of it before, but now I'm on board. The way it works is whoever calls through the first one, they are the judge. It's a pretty simple question. We wanted to keep it pretty bare bones. Is $40 too much for a novelty cup? Because I think you and I are probably inclined to think so.
Yeah, Nicole in Leopold, good afternoon, Your Honor. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
Thank you for having me on.
How do you feel after what Jess has said, where one of her friends went to the movie and spent $40 to get a novelty cup that's plastic again, not glass, plastic?
I think the price is absolutely outrageous, but I really want one.
So are you in the battle where you go, that's ridiculous, but I'll be getting it?
Yeah, it's crazy, but I think I'll probably still get one.
Nicole, have you seen the F1 movie?
I haven't seen it, but I really want to see it. I'm a Formula One fan, and I really, really want to see it.
Because there's a,
I really want the cup.
That was
and
the
and the toothless one.
That was the baseline combo as well. Because if you upgraded it again, you spend another $18. So it was $58.
You get a free car service in 6 months.
you get a commemorative popcorn tin. Also F1 themed.
Like a petrol tank.
Oh.
So, all right, Nicole. Well, this is interesting because...
So then you turn the movies. It goes from, like, you know, two movie tickets, like, what, $30, $40?
Yeah.
And then you add on the $58 combo.
You're pushing 100 towards this.
$58 combo.
But, Nicole, is it cheaper than going to the actual Grand Prix?
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
It is. And you can see more in the movie.
So that's basically saving money.
But at the Melbourne Grand Prix next year, are they going to be selling...
Once a year.
Exactly.
But are they going to be selling helmet cups at the F1, you know? You're only going to get that at the cinema.
Exactly. They don't do that at the Formula One.
No.
Only at the cinema.
All right. Well, I have a feeling I know what your answer is to this, but Nicole from Leopold, is $40... too much to spend? And just your answer is, are you going to buy it, okay?
Okay. Yes. No.
Okay.
Yes, no.
I have no idea.
Yes, she's going to buy it. No, it's not too much.
I've
really
got no clue.
Okay, well, Nicole.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I want to tell you about a man that's going viral currently.
Sure.
Last night, he posted a video talking about how much he spent on Guzmany Gomez for this last financial year.
Oh, so it's just literally a guy on TikTok.
Literally a guy on TikTok. His name is Tyler Carroll. He's 27, from Queensland.
Right.
And he loves Guzmany Gomez like no one else.
A lot of people like JYG. Leopold, Warm Ponds.
Who doesn't?
In town, yeah.
Right? He said he loves this Mexican food so much that often he'll have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast too? Well, I guess, yeah, they do it.
They do breakfast.
I like that... It's like a HSP snack pack, but it's like nachos.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called, but I love it. Nacho snack pack. I don't know.
That's exactly what it's called.
I hope it's not yours.
He went to his CommBank app and downloaded all the transactions he had for the last financial year.
When you learn that feature, it's quite alarming.
And he put it all into a spreadsheet and analyzed the data. Tim, are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
He's clocked up 395 Guzmany Gomez orders for the year.
That's more than one a day.
That is more than one a day. Yep. Which is something he realized. And he was like, yep, I do often have it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that's not a surprise to me. How much do you think he spent? 395 orders.
Oh, it'd be like, I can't even.
$6,500.
That's cooked.
That's so much money.
That is
so much money for Guzmany Gomez.
$6,000 on just takeaway.
Well, I mean, it's like he doesn't eat anywhere else. Like, that's his food for the year. So if anything, that's quite cheap, right?
But it's not his every meal. I imagine it's
almost his every meal. He said, I've been able to eat it every day and still stay fairly healthy. He also claims that he never gets sick of eating the same thing every day because his order stays exactly the same.
Oh, mate, got to change it up.
Yeah, he's so addicted to Guzmany Gomez, and he posted this video. Guzman responded within hours. They've flown him from Queensland down to their headquarters in New South Wales, Sydney, and he's currently in a meeting with them. Now, I've got his number because I reached out, and up next, I'm going to try and contact him. Hopefully he's done with his meeting with Guzman and Gomez, because I want to see, A, how it went down.
What's his name? Tyler.
Tyler. But also, B, how has this been happening?
Do you think that the meeting is that they're rebranding it to Guzmani, Gomez, and Tyler? Because he's either so. Like, you've invested so much, you need to put your name on it. Okay, all right. We are talking to him.
We are talking to him up next. Tyler, the Guzmani Gomez biggest fan.
This is wild. This is so weird. I have so many questions. Most of them are like, why are you so dumb? But we'll find out up next.
I believe he is out of his meeting with Guzmani Gomez headquarters. Tyler.
Tyler.
Welcome to the Tim and Jess show, mate.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, just wrapped up my meeting with the CEO and founder, Stephen Mark. Met the entire office. There's like 300 people here. They all stood up and clapped. It was insane. They bring me downstairs and we got a care package for you. I'm expecting maybe a gift card, maybe a hat. They give me a luggage bag, a full check luggage bag filled with like 50 gifts. I haven't even gone through the numbers here. I think there might be years worth of discounts in that thing for me to eat burritos for the day I die.
Oh, my God, Tyler.
The reason they stood up and applauded you is because you're funding their lifestyle.
Mate, what they're doing is they're supplying me with joy every time I have that burrito bowl. So the least I can do is fund a little bit of lifestyle.
Tyler, talk us through, when did this obsession with Guzmani Gomez start? Because you don't just, like, go and eat Guzmani Gomez almost every single meal for a whole year without it starting somewhere. So when was the first time you had the Guzmani Gomez?
First time I had it was like 4 years ago at Narang. I had their tacos and I didn't eat tomato or onion before I had their tacos. Had it, changed my life, and I've literally had it. Like, this is not this financial year. I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years. So I love it that much. I just live there.
Wow.
Now, Jess mentioned earlier that was in the last 12 months, 400 almost different times you got Guzmani Gomez.
Which is more than once a day.
That is wild. Now, is it the same thing every time or do you have like two or three that you kind of rotate through?
Okay, so first thing is I was actually out of the country for 2 months this financial year. So it was 400. It was 400 times in 10 months. So that was like 1.5 times a day. Secondly, it's pretty much the same thing. 90% of the time, it's a chicken bowl, no beans, extra chicken.
You got your go-to.
So if you've been with the CEO and the founder today, we were joking about this before, but is it going to be rebranded to Guzmani Gomez and Tyler? Like, what is happening? Why were you with them all day?
So I can neither confirm nor deny, but there have been whispers of an inclusion of Tyler in the brand.
Excellent. Excellent, Tyler. But they did fly you out today. Like, you haven't flown yourself down. Like, they sent you down on a plane, picked you up at the airport. Like, this is all expenses paid, right?
It's all expenses paid. They fly me back business class. I had two meetings with my own clients at Savo because I run a marketing agency. I call and I'm like, hey, mate, I'm going to need to reschedule. I'm actually going viral for my Guzmani Gomez addiction. They're like, what? I'm like, mate, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
So, Tyler, when you're not eating Guzmani Gomez, what's on the menu? Like, do you ever cook? Have you tried cooking Mexican at home or does it not hit the same?
It doesn't hit the same, but I will say, like, I do a little bit of meal prepping here and there, and you would not believe what I meal prep. It's actually a chicken bowl with no beans. So I'm a pretty simple man. It doesn't hit like Guzman, but it's good macros. It's chicken, it's rice, a little bit of veg. I love it.
Do you, now, when the number comes out and it's like, all right, almost 400 meals, and it's cost you $6,500, do you think, like, financially, it's actually affordable, how often you've eaten this compared to the other meals you would make, or where are you at with that?
Well, I think, first of all, it's an investment in my own happiness and joy. So, tick. Always happy
so
to invest
true.
In that.
Yeah,
definitely 27. That's such a 27-year-old answer.
It's $125 a week. It's affordable. It's cheap. What's the average grocery bill? I'm not saying I don't buy groceries, but I definitely buy less groceries.
That's actually very true, Tim.
That's a good point.
Tyler's girl mathed that. I love it.
Chicken math.
I didn't think there was a person on this planet that loved Guzmani Gomez as much as my husband, Tyler. And you've done it, mate. Congratulations. Well done.
I'm glad.
Have you got a platinum card now from Guzmani Gomez? Did they give you like some sort of, like, you can go to any Guzman and get a meal on them forever?
Okay, so they gave me this custom gift card and it had my name on it. Like, no one's ever got a custom gift card. No number on it. I asked the head of marketing, I'm like, what's the go? She's like, we'll talk to you about what that actually means. Like a little wink. So I don't know what's on that gift card, but it's going to be something crazy.
Well, Tyler, now if you're in your little viral moment, what we'll say is if you are in Geelong anytime soon, get in touch with us. We will take you to the two GYGs here. There's one in Warm Ponds, one in Leopold. We will take you out. Obviously, you're paying. but we will have it an experience together. How does that sound?
If they're half as good as the GYGs on the Gold Coast, mate, I will take that offer.
Okay.
Syla, if anyone wants to follow along on your Guzmani Gomez journey, where can we find you?
You can find me anywhere, Tyler Carroll. I'm on TikTok and Instagram. I'm not a social media influencer. I'm not a creator. I started posting videos 3 days ago. You hopefully can find me. I've got like 300 followers. Hopefully I've got a lot more after this phone call, but there we go.
There you go. There's clearly the happiest man in Australia right now, Tyler. We appreciate your time.
I need that a burrito just, bowl, man. Right,
I'm starving. It's marketing works, goddammit. This is Tim and Jess. We want to move on to something completely different. I was going to talk about this a little bit later, but I think I've spoken about it on the show in the past. And if you don't feel like this, I'm interested to know why. Seeing adult twins is just so funny.
What do you mean? So funny.
And I imagine, like, if you're a twin, especially an identical twin, when you get to 18 and you most likely, again, this is super stereotypical generalizing here, that, they, you know, same school, same kind of interest, all those kind of things. And then they might most likely you go off into your own... Like, you've been known as one of the twins for the first portion of your life. And then seeing them back many years after school together, incredible. I was out this weekend, saw two twins bump into each other. Again, bump into each other at the shops.
Oh.
Almost wearing the exact same clothes.
Incredible. Incredible. Because, like, at a certain age, like, when do you stop dressing the same?
60. I think you text. You go brown shirt, blue pants.
Yeah.
Yep, all right, let's do it. Non-identical twins, still fun, less points. One of my best mates, he's got an identical. He's got a twin sister. Couldn't be further from each other.
See, I went to school with the O'Connell family, and they had like three sets of twins.
Wow.
But all boy girl twins.
Okay.
The middle twins were in my year level, but they had an older brother and sister that were twins. They were twins and then younger brother and sister.
It's incredible.
It was, their family was, they all looked the same.
Yep. So there's a few people that I know that are same sex, identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think over time, especially like Cats coach, Chris Scott, his identical brother, Brad. When you look at them,
they've had a very similar trajectory.
Well, yeah, like not success-wise, coaching, but... But like when you look at them as players back when they used to play for Brisbane in the 2000s, they looked still so similar. But now they look quite different. And obviously that's due to many different things. But when like you see in a set of adult identical twins, it's incredible. Something I didn't realize that it would be a conversation in my household in the last 24 hours is our next door neighbors, they have some young kids that are maybe three or four. They are twins.
Bro, my heart rate just then. I was like, is this how Tim's telling me he's pregnant again?
No.
In my household, we just discovered last night, we're having twins.
No, trust me. I wouldn't do it padding for time for the Guzmani Gomez guy.
That's fair.
Okay. So we found out recently our next door neighbors, they have twin identical boys.
Right.
They're a little bit
older.
Did you just
think they had one son?
Yeah.
Did not.
I did. Because again, only in the last couple of days, in the last couple of weeks, my wife's been getting to know the neighbours.
Yeah.
And they like went out and hung out today. And my wife spoke to me and she's like, our son didn't understand the twins.
There's two of them.
He was like whatever then. I'll use not their real name. He'd be like, all right, that's Charlie and that's Cameron. And he would go, Charlie? Charlie? Like he...
You're the
same. It's like the Spider-Man meme where they're all looking at it. He's like, no, you're no. Like, I never understood.
Yeah, that would be baffling. That would be really baffling.
Like, what's happening inside his brain
the first time
you've seen an identical twin?
Yeah.
And he goes, this world, I don't know. I'm not ready for it. I don't know lots, but this in front of me is weird. It's confusing. Twins are so cool to me. Everyone says they run in their family. Like, Dad's got a set of twins, some of his brothers and sisters are twins. Met someone the other day, and she's like, you know how people say twins are in your family? And you go, yeah. She's like, I'm a twin. All of the cousins, there's only one of them that isn't a twin. I was like, that's Sprints. Oh, yeah. That's Sprints in your family.
Twins definitely run in your family. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm wanting to see more adult twins in real life, and it's a weird, weird little kink that
show yourselves.
Right, yeah, honestly, we could play a giant game of Guess Who.
That'd be so cute.
If we could
get
at least 20 sets of adult, even kid, identical twins, we could play a giant game of Guess Who, and people would genuinely have to really sit down after you go, do you have glasses? That'd be fun.
That would be so fun.
All right, if you are an adult twin and want to play games with us, give us a call. But if your mum says no, that's okay.
Tim and Jess.
Ava from the newsroom is still in the studio with us. We appreciate you sticking around, Ava.
I always appreciate you guys having me.
I had to take Ava aside before the show, Jess, and I was like, look, I need you to come on with me because we need to talk to our mate.
Yeah. Right, is this an intervention, is it?
A little.
Little intervention. Yeah. So we heard rumours of an incident that's happened, and we're worried that it's going to become a trend. Mm-hmm. And we just want to flag it.
Yeah.
Just offer two.
Guys, I told you, after the baby is here, I will go back to Pepsi Max. We don't need to talk about this on the show.
No, I know.
Don't bring that up as well.
Been drinking a lot of Diet Coke. It's disgusting. What's wrong with you?
Can only deal with one thing at once.
So you already spoke about it earlier on the show. You went to the movies last night.
Yeah.
And I asked you a very specific question this morning when I saw you. I was like, hey, did you manage to get through an entire movie without spilling a heap of popcorn on the ground? Because
you said without spilling your popcorn, and I said no. I got through the movie. I didn't spill any popcorn.
I've recently found out that's a complete lie.
It's not a lie, per se.
Yes, you know it's a problem when you're already trying to hide it.
Because I spoke to the person you went to the movie with, and I was like, so Jess says she made it through. How impressive! Jess made it through a movie without spilling popcorn. Because when you saw Beetlejuice, you poured 7/8 of your popcorn on the ground.
When I was at Beetlejuice, I dropped the popcorn and we were at the Reading Cinemas, and so it fell through like the balcony, and then I had to go
all
and collect it.
Right.
It was a scene.
Yeah.
I caused a scene. Sorry. Last night I didn't cause a scene.
Well, just because you didn't cause a scene doesn't mean it didn't happen. Because someone said that you'd absolutely spilled popcorn on the ground.
What did they say?
That
sorry, I got defensive. Got
I was chatting and I was like, so Jess made it through clean. And they were like, no, she didn't. She spilled popcorn on the ground again. Okay. Not as much, but still spilled it on the ground.
Now, let me tell you what happened.
Let's hear it.
Let me tell you
on the short version, please.
You know when you get to the end of your popcorn box?
So we're already taking a long walk here. Speed it up.
At the bottom of your popcorn box, like they've folded it in a way so that it becomes a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's not flat pack. But when you get to the end and there's like not much popcorn in there,
structural integrity is gone.
It can shift. Mm-hmm. And so I was like down to like the last like eighth of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Very specific. And it kind of like gave way.
The ass fell out.
And Akshay asked me to pass him the popcorn. Your and when husband. I did, it just fell. And I went,
so why have you lied? That's a, does that sound like a lie to
it is
a no?
Lie.
No, but it's just, it was the dregs. Like it was just a little bit of the, like the little dreggy popcorn bits.
But the question wasn't like, did you spill a lot of popcorn? It was,
did you spill any popcorn?
Well, they should make their popcorn boxes more structurally integrable.
Okay. You should make your English more structurally integrable. Ava and I have been talking. Once, it's bad luck.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Two, it's alarming. Three times in a row.
What's the third time?
Trend.
No, it's
saying. No, there's a thing.
There
can't be a third. Because
I'll
you
have
are
to bring
causing
some tape.
You are causing issues for workers at movie cinemas. Because they're cleaning up after you. Because I know you. You're not staying there picking up every kernel.
Well, no. I picked up the box.
Oh, well. Mother Teresa. Father, Son, and the
You're
Holy
too
Ghost.
Good,
you
yes.
are too kind to them. Actually, could this be another perspective? You know how like graffiti artists are out there and they tag their, like at the moment I've heard there's a lot under the new overpass at the Surf Coast Highway,
mm-hmm.
Near Grovedale. Are you a popcorn artist? And this is your tag where you go to movies and you
I'm
spill
very
popcorn on the carpet and go, oh no, it was a mistake, and then leave without doing anything.
Listen, could I bring my own bucket to the movies?
You could spend a lot of money and get the F1 tin.
The commemorative tin.
Maybe you have to do that.
I thought you were going to say you could spend a lot of money and get the help you clearly need.
Okay.
Because
if it's
you're
even
lying,
with the tin, I might tip it because it doesn't have a lid.
You're lying about it now. That's an sign.
Yeah.
That's why Ever and I wanted to talk to you. Because people that are listening might go to the cinemas and be like, why is there, you know, 4,000 kernels on the ground. That bloody Jess from the radio must have
I will go to the cinemas. I will drink my Diet Coke and I will spill my popcorn and I will have a jolly good time. No one can tell me otherwise.
Again, what an absolute treat it must be to have you at the cinema.
Ava, no one's defending that.
Ava from the newsroom, appreciate you coming in here. I said to Ava, I was like, you don't have to, like, just talk to me about how you feel. I provided all the facts. She's also equally concerned about you. So,
well, it's good to have concerned friends, but will I change? Absolutely not.
We work together, Jess. Don't get that. It's affecting our work as well. So just keep it in mind.
Best friends.
Thank you, Ava.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Get down on it. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.